Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're on Lamed Tes. We are up to Gufa. Thank you. Thank you so much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 lines from the top. Gufa. Okay. Amar of Yehuda. Erev Baraglav Biyom Rishon. Says Rav Yehuda, if you made an Erev with your feet on the first day of a Shabbos Yontif combo, meaning when it says you made the Erev with your feet, means you went to the spot and you sat there. Ma'arav Baraglo B'Sheni. You have to go back on the second day. Right? Erev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon. If you use bread the first day, Ma'arav B'Pas B'Yom Sheni. You have to use bread on the second day. Right? Because he's holding that there's two kedushos, each one's individual. Erev b'pas b'rishon, if you use pas on the first day, ma'arav b'raglav b'sheni, then you can go walk there the second day. Doesn't make a difference. Erev b'raglav b'rishon, if you used your feet the first day, ein ma'arav b'pas b'sheni, you can't use bread the second day. Why not? You can't do that. Why not? Says Rashi, Miyantaf l'Shabbos, Misham Hachana. Dekari lehashta, Shem Eruv. In other words, how are you getting the bread there? That's Hachana. The first day, you didn't have the bread. Right? First day, you walked. Now you want to bring bread, that's Hachana. So we said yesterday, to walk by yourself, that's not hachana. Why? Not doing. You're taking a walk. Not doing anything. But to bring bread there, that's already hachana. Erev b'pas b'yom rishon. If you use bread on the first day, ma'arav pas b'yom sheni. You can use bread the second day. Nothing wrong with that. And amar Shmuel uba'ot pas, with the very same pas you used the first day. Amar Vashi dekanai masnitzin. The Mishnah actually is medayik like that. Diktani, because it says, what do? Molicha b'rishon. You go the first day. Umach shechalav. You wait there. Vinotlo. And you take it. What does that mean? You take it. You don't take it home. You just move it. Ubalo. Yeah, good. You come home. Basheni. And the second day, mach shechalav. You wait for it to get dark. Ba'ochlo. And you eat it. What it? Same bread. You eat the same bread. Virabon. Ubalo. Then you can go home. Virabonon. And according to the Rabbanon, who's the Rabbanon? Abaya and Rab Bar Bar Chana yesterday, they asked the Kashan Rab, and they wanted to say, right? If you made air on the first day, you have to make another air on the second day. How are they going to explain that? How do they explain the same exact bread? Dilma Hasam Eitz Tova Kamashlo. That just could be a good advice. Doesn't have to be that way. It's good advice. Okay. We finished that Mishnah. Now up to a new Mishnah, a new topic. So first, we spoke about a Yontif Shabbos back-to-back. Now we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah back-to-back. Right? Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Even in Israel, it's 2 days. So we're going to touch on that a little bit, why that is. Torah doesn't say 2 days. Torah says 1 day. And what are the 2 days? What's the status of each day? Are they different? Are they the same? So that's what we're going to do now. Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah, you have Rosh Hashanah, Shehaya Yare Shema Tisaver, right? You have a Chashash. What's the story here with the new moon in the times of the Gemara, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, not the Gemara, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they used to declare the new moon by Edim. Now, Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. So people don't know what to do. When's Rosh Chodesh? Now, Rosh Chodesh can only be on the 29th day of a month or the 30th day of a month. No, sorry. There's no such thing as 31 days a month in Judaism. No such thing. So it's either one of those 2 days. One of those 2 days. Now, if you live in Alaska, you have no idea what's going on in Yerushalayim. Right? You have no idea which days it's going to be. Says Rav Yehuda, Therefore, we're not discussing any other issue with Rosh Chodesh. We're not discussing except for Eruv. Right, and a little bit tangentially, it's going to come up. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shayyare Shama Tetzaber, you're afraid when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So what's the issue? The issue is your Eruv. So first of all, Rashi says, "Here, Rashi Shema Tetzaber, Begola Kamayri." Rashi says, "We're talking about in Galus." Everybody jumps on Rashi. What are you talking about in Galus? This was true in Israel also, right? What does Rashi mean by that? Begola, we're talking about Galus. Shema Yasu Bezdin Agadol Elol Meubar. Maybe the Bezdin will make Elol have 30 days. V'yeyu Shnei Yamim Tovim. There'll be 2 days. And you want to go here and there. So back to the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. So Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. A guy can make 2 Eruvs. Va'omer and say as follows. Eruv Erishon LeMizrach. My first day Rosh Hashanah, my Eruv will be over there in the east. Uvasheni LaMayeruv. And on Monday, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, on Sunday, on the west. Or Berishon LaMayeruv, Vasheni LaMizrach. Can switch that, doesn't make a difference. Eruv Barishon, first day I want to have an Eruv. Ubashedi Kibnei Iri. And on the second day I want to be like Bnei Iri. Why do you say that? That way you can walk 2,000 hours in all directions. Eruv Bashedi, on the second day I want to have an Eruv. Ubarishon Kibnei Iri. And on the first day I'll be like a resident. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. The chacham didn't agree with this at all. Okay? Okay. Why? What's Rabbi Huda basically saying? He's saying the same thing we said in the previous Mishnah, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two different kedushos. If they're two different kedushos, you can have 2 different Eruvs. The Chacham didn't agree. Another issue. The Od Amar of Yehuda. Another thing. Masna Adam al Kalkala Biyantav Rishon V'Ochla Basheni. A person can have a basket, and in the basket is wheat, and he didn't take off Trumas and Maizos when Rosh Hashanah began. He can take off Trumas and Maizos on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. He can't eat it on the first day. He can eat it on the second day. How does that work? Let's see Rashi. Masna Adam ala Kalkala. See the Rashi? It's a little down where we are. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. If a basket shall Tevel, the basket's made up of Tevel, Beyantif Rishon shall Rosh Hashanah, on the first day Rosh Hashanah, V'Omer, and you say as follows. Im hayom chol, if today is not really Rosh Hashanah, right? If today is not really Rosh Hashanah, tehezet truma al elu. Then I'm taking off truma here in the basket. Vim hayom kodesh, but if today is Rosh Hashanah, ein devar right klum. What I said is meaningless. Why is it meaningless? The ein magbi in truma biyantif. We don't take off truma on yantif. Why not? The shvus derabanan hi. It's a gzera derabanan, b'mesechtes kala, b'mesechtes beitza, I'm sorry. It's a gzera. Now, ulumachar, on day two of Rosh Hashanah, Omer, you say like this: Im esmo kodesh, if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, v'hayom chol, and today's not, today's tzom gedalia, right? If yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, today's not, then tehezu shemarti esmo shum alelu, then I'm taking off truma on the exact same truma that I said yesterday. Right? In other words, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. So when I said I'm taking off truma yesterday, that was meaningless. Now I'm going to take off truma on the exact same produce that I said yesterday. Same stuff. But I have to repeat myself again. V'im hayom kodesh v'es mochol. And if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, if yesterday was not, and today is Rosh Hashanah, then I took off truma yesterday. Right? Kvar hi truma miyasmo. It's already truma from yesterday. V'ochel kalkala hamatu kenes u'mishayar truma. You can eat whatever you want and leave over the truma. Right? You can make that tonight. Good? Okay? That's the second case that Rabbi Yehuda says you could do this. The first case was Eruv. The second case is truma. And there's a third case. What's the third case? V'chein beitzah shenolda barishon, an egg laid on the first day yontif, tocha b'sheni. You can eat it on the second day yontif. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. The Chachamah didn't agree with that either. Okay? Rav Dosa ben Horkinus Omer. Rav Dosa ben Horkinus says, Ha'ovel lefnei ha'teva b'yantav shal Rosh Hashanah. If someone davens for the Amid on Rosh Hashanah, this is tomorrow's daf, Omer, he says, Hachliteinu Hashem Elokeinu, it's Yom HaChodesh Hazeh, it's Im Yom Im L'machar, U'L'machar Omer, and the next day he says, Im Yom Im Emesh, if it was today or yesterday, V'lo Hod L'Chacham, the Chacham didn't agree with that either. You say this conditional language, right? If it's today, if it's tomorrow, if it's yesterday, okay. Now, Man Lo Hodulo. One, who is the one that didn't agree with this? Who didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda? Who held that it's one Kedusha? So yesterday we had a very fine Tana by the name of Rabbi Yossi, right? Who said one Kedusha. Amar Rav, Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, because you have a bright that says as follows. Now, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, yesterday, the day before, was when it was a Shabbos and a Yontif, so Rabbi Eliezer said it's two Kedushos, the Chachamim said it's one Kedusha, right? Now, our Mishnah had different people. Our Mishnah had Rabbi Yehuda and anonymous Chachamim. So the Gemara says, this anonymous Chacham here is Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because yesterday, the day before, we learned about Shabbos Yontif back to back, and the Chachamim said it's one Kedusha, and Rabbi Eliezer said it's two Kedushas. However, Modim Chacham with Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Eliezer when? B'Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah. Shahaya Yare Shemet Tzaber Me'erev Shemet Tzaber Ma'arev Adam Shnei Erevin. A guy, they agreed that on Rosh Hashanah you could do two Erevs. V'omer and say, Eruv B'Rishon L'mitzvah Hosheni B'Mayrev. Berishon Lamayra Vashani Lumizrach. Eruva Rishon Ubashani Bina Iri. Eruva Bashani Ubrishon Kibina Iri. They agreed with that. They agreed with Rabbi Eliezer that on Rosh Hashanah the halacha changes. Why? Why do they agree? Because the Chachamim agree that on Rosh Hashanah it's two Kedushos that are Vadai. It's Vadai two Kedushos. Remember yesterday we said there was really a suffix? They weren't sure, so they were machmer on both ends. Here, when it comes to Hashanah, it's a Vadai two Kedushos. Why is it a Vadai two Kedushos? Right? Why? Because one of them is a Suffolk. One of them is a Suffolk. By Rosh Hashanah, by Shabbos and Yontif, there's no Suffolk. Today's Shavuot, and tomorrow Shabbos. No Suffolk. Well, the question is, one Kedusha, two Kedushas. So the Chacham weren't sure. We have to be machmer. Here, the whole thing's a suffix. Right? The whole thing's a suffix. Should it be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Why should it be? So Mitoras Vadai, it's Vadai a suffix. It's a funny thing to say. It's Vadai a suffix, but it's Vadai two Kedushas. So they would even agree. Okay? However, Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says, no way. Rabbi Yossi says it's still Oser. Why? Why does Rabbi Yossi say that? So it's a very long Rashi, but we're going to read the Rashi inside because A, we have time, and B, it's a very good Rashi to read. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says it's Oser. Right? Second. Okay, you ready to go? Here we go. Dikasavar, lav mishum shtreika. You see the Rashi? It's a long Rashi, very long, but it's great. Dikasavar, because Rabbi Yossi holds, lav mishum shtreika, shem bo eidim b'yom shloshim, suffik b'yom shloshim, v'echad l'chuda itzkin. Not because we're not sure, are the eidim coming on day 30? Are they coming on day 31, which is really day 1, right? That's not the issue. That's not the issue. Why? If that would be the issue, then I would talk to be a suffix. Ella, af mishum shema bo edim in a mincha ulamaila iskin. We're afraid that the Eidim are going to show up. When are they showing up? They're showing up on the 30th or the 30th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What's going on here? The Tarvayu Kedishi. They're both Kodesh. In other words, the Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, the Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Shayom Mitzapin Biyom Shloshim Shal Elul, Shemi Yavo Edim. It's the 30th day of Elul. Right? Maybe Edim are coming today. Now, they woke up in the morning. Everybody woke up in the morning. How did they treat this day? Did they treat it as Rosh Hashanah? No. No, no Edim came. It's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Hashanah until Edim show up. So what happened? Edim didn't show up. So what do? They went about the daily business like it's a regular day of the week. Now in the Beit HaMikdash, where things matter, they brought a regular Talmud as if it was a regular day of the week, regular day of the year, right? and they're waiting around. Maybe Edim are showing up, right? Shaniris halavanabo. Maybe someone told the Levana, V'yikachu bezdin es ha-chodesh hayom. And they will and they will declare today Rosh Chodesh. And they'll declare Rosh Hashanah. Right? Now, if that's true, then when you wake up in the morning, if they're coming later in the day, what's going to happen? Uh-oh, today was Rosh Hashanah. You can't have a half a day of Kedusha. Can't do that. So Lima Freya, it turns out, today was Rosh Hashanah. I shouldn't have driven that car. Right? I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have lit that fire. Shouldn't have done all these things. So therefore, the custom developed. The Noagin Hayosu Kohayom Kodesh. They would hold that day as if it was Yontif. So when they woke up in the morning, they would not do any malacha. Why? Because maybe they're going to show up later. And Lima Freya, it turns out today was Rosh Hashanah. So they woke up in the morning, they wouldn't do malacha. Now, what with davening? That's a side point. Right? It's a whole different concept. Because today Rosh Hashanah, we come to shul, it's a whole different world. Then, they all go to the morning, they want to do no malacha. No malacha today. Why? Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. It's very serious business. Shema Yomtefu. Maybe it's Yomtef. Vitanya, and we learned, Tamid Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shachris, Karv Kilchaso. Right? Tamid Shal Chol. So in the morning, they bring a regular Tamid. Why? Because they have to bring a Tamid. They can't wait. And the Lamaisa, right now, it's not Rosh Hashanah. The Shir Shal Chol HaMesukin Layom. They would bring a Shir of a Chol. Regular Shir, they would sing the Shir of a weekday. On Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Tov, they'd sing a different Shir. They wouldn't do that. Why? It's not Rosh Hashanah yet. B'shir Shahayu Alavim Omer Beit Sanctus B'yom Rishon, right? U'b'tamet Shal Bein Harbayim, right? Omer Shir Acher. They would say a different Shir, right? In the afternoon. Why? Why would they say a different Shir? Because 90% of the time, by the time it was time to bring the Tamet Shal Bein Harbayim, the Edom showed up already. Now that the Edom showed up, now we can sing a different song. All this is a song. Hasirotzi Misevel Shichmo Kidarmin Perak Basra Shal Rosh Hashanah. Right? Now, Vim Bo Edom Achar Tamet Shal Bein Harbayim, if the Edom show up after the Tamet Shal Bein Harbayim, now what do we do? Now what do we do? I've been practicing today as if it was Rosh Hashanah the whole day anyway. I wasn't doing malacha. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. What is that, Baltosif? It's not Baltosif. I'm not doing malacha today. It's a lazy day. I'm going to lounge around. The only issue is what's going on in the Beit HaMikdash. Because in the Beit HaMikdash, it made a difference. In my living room, it made no difference. Right? So I didn't listen to the radio. It doesn't make a difference. Right? In the Beit HaMikdash, it made a big difference. So, in Bo Edim Achar Tamar Shal Bein Arbayim, Kfar Karv Shriyo Shal Chol. We already said the Shir of a weekday. Right? So Tiknu Yimekajin Tzachodesh Machar. So what would they do? If that would ever happen, they would tell the Edom, do me a favor, guys. Come back in the morning. We can't declare Rosh Chodesh now. Because if we declare Rosh Chodesh now, it turns out we just brought the wrong Talmud. We sang the wrong Shir. We didn't bring the wrong Talmud. Talmud's the same. We sang the wrong Shir. That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. Therefore, don't Come back tomorrow. Go to the hotel. Go have a good night's sleep. Come back in the morning. Umiyom machras. And in the morning, monin kviyaso. Right? We will declare today Rosh Hashanah. Kidei lomar shir haroi liyantif. So we can have the right shir for yantif. We call makom, nevertheless, gamar yom shloshim nogin kodesh kitchilaso. They would end off holding the first day Rosh Hashanah, a full first day Rosh Hashanah. They didn't stop doing malacha at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the Edom showed up. In other words, they didn't say, okay, well, since it's already brought Torah Shavayin Arbayim, they're not going to declare Rosh Hashanah. Now I can turn the radio on. What? You hear what's going on? Now I can turn... No one said that. Oh, now I can turn the radio on. Now I can watch the ball game, because now it turns out what the Edom aren't coming now. They already came. We sent them home. We told them to come back tomorrow. So the whole day today is what? It's a Yom Chol. No, they wouldn't do that. They would finish the day without doing any malacha. Mikol makom gamar yom shloshim noagin kodesh kitchilaso. Shekach tiknu. That was the takana. Shehayu noagin otsar yom kodesh afilu gamru shayom. The whole day. Afal pi sheyodin sheyidche liyom achras. Even though at some point they realized, what point was that? When they brought the Talmud Shavayin Arbayim, everybody realized, today is simply not Rosh Hashanah. What's the pshat? Didn't make a difference. Tafal pi sheyodin sheyidcha liyom achras. Lemachar, on the next day, Kodesh. Right? The next day was Rosh Hashanah. The harachokim mi bezdin. And those that are far away from bezdin. Right? The people in Alaska. Nologin shneyamim tovim. They would hold 2 days always. Lav mishum safek nearest. Nearest levanu yom shloshim. Favi shnei chol. Favisheni chol safek biyom shloshim ve'echad favirishon chol ka'avdi. Nothing to do with that. Ela mishum shema bo edim achar tamar shal bein arbayim. V'nagu bezin shneim kodesh ka'avdi. People that didn't live in Yerushalayim would surely hold 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Why? But the exact same reason. In other words, maybe the edim are going to show up today. Alma, what do you see here? Shneim kodesh. They're both kodesh. It has nothing to do with a suffix. It has nothing to do with a suffix. Now, of course, it all boils down to a suffix. But Rabbi Yossi's point is, they held 2 days out of a suffix, but it was always done. So it turns into a vaday almost. Right? In other words, we woke up every morning. We woke up every year. We woke up today, we're not doing malacha. Why? Now, if you live in Yerushalayim, technically, once Tamar Shel Bein Arbayim was brought, technically, you can do malacha now. Why? They're not coming anymore. They can't come now. We're not going to let them testify. So what? Therefore what? It turns out today wasn't really Rosh Hashanah. But they had a minute, they kept the minute. We're going to see why. It's going to be a zilzal to do that. It's a zilzal to hold half a day. Like, kind of crazy thing is that? Kind of thing is that? In outside Yerushalayim, out in faraway places, they would for sure hold 2 days. Why? For the very same reason. The point is, the 2 days that they held, not a suffix, I'm not sure what's going to be. No, they woke up in the morning, we're holding 2 days. Why? They might show up. That's not really a suffix. It's based on a suffix, but they treat it like a vaday. Therefore, it says Rabbi Yossi, it's one kedusha. Right? Now, Amalahen Rabbi Yossi. Yatem Odim, don't you agree? Shembo Edim Menamincha Ulamaila Shinogin Otsu Ayom Kodesh Ulamacha Kodesh? Don't you agree? No matter when they show up, we're treating the whole day as Kodesh? Verabanan. The Rabbanan said that's a whole different thing. Hotsam over there, Kiechid Lil Zalzalube. That we don't want it to be a Zilzal, says Rashi. Amri Lach, Hotsam Nami, Kivan Dinid Chilio Macharas. Since we push it off to the next day, Have a Rishon Chol. The first day turned out to be Chol. V'lo have kodesh elachad. It turns out, how many days of Rosh Hashanah are there? One. V'hai detakan ligmor hayom b'kedusha. Why do we finish the day in Kedusha? Why do we say, all right, now the day didn't show up, now you can go watch television. Why don't we say that? After all, today's not a yontif. No. K'yechidot del zalzul b'yom lamet shal shana hacheres. Next year, what are we going to say next year? What are we going to do next year? Rosh Hashanah is a day and a half. Half the day you can do what you want. Half the day you can't. What kind of thing is that? These Shabbos lulasas ba malacha ben mincha v'mayla. If we're going to allow you to do malacha after the Tavit Shavein Arbayim is brought, and it turns out it's not Rosh Hashanah, kishiyodin sheyidcha otso, levin beinami kodam mincha. What's going to happen? They're going to do malacha before mincha too. Right? What's going to happen? People are going to be so medactic? No, it's a terrible thing. V'shem yavu edim kodam mincha. They're going to show up before mincha. V'yayom kodesh v'nim tashasu malacha b'yamtif. What's going to happen? People are going to say, well, last year at 4 p.m., we were allowed to do malacha already. Why? And didn't show up. This year it's 3 o'clock, and they're not coming. Who are we kidding? I could already watch the big game. And what's going to happen? At 3:15, they're going to show up. Right? So to prevent that from happening, the Chachamim say, of course you have to treat it as a Kodesh day. No question about it. It's a totally different reason. Totally different reason. Okay? So listen to what the Achronon came out of this Gemara. Listen to this Rashi. So let's say the following case. It's Shabbos, and it's also Yontif. That happens sometimes. Happens many times. It's Shabbos and it's together. Now, what do you lane when it's Shabbos and Yontif? What do you lane? You lane Yontif. Right? The Yontif laning overrides Shabbos laning. What if nobody in the shul knows how to lane the Yontif laning? It'll be terrible. It'll be a joke. But somebody knows how to lane the Parsha. Now, there is no Parsha, but it'll be next week's Parsha. Same Parsha. So what's better? Is it better not to have laning, or to have one of those disaster lanings, or lay the parsha? It'll be beautiful. So the Achronim point out that the Betel Chachma says no, don't lay anything. Better, why? It'll be a zilzal. It's a zilzal in Yontif to treat it like anything but Yontif. You hear that? It's a zilzal. Okay, well, we'll lay the parsha because we don't have anyone to lay. No. It's a zilzal yontif. Exactly what Rashi said. It's a zilzal. What next year? We'll have to lay yontif laning for. Last year we didn't do that.
Is it a zilzal to the laning, or is it a
zilzal to the yontif? It's a zilzal to the yontif. It's very interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Ah, but if it's Rosh Hashanah, maybe we could read the laning of Rosh Chodesh.
Interesting. Well, we do that anyway. We do that anyway, no? We don't take out a second Torah?
No, not Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, not Rosh Hashanah. Right, interesting point. I mean, if nobody knows... Oh, interesting.
Do we know the line for Rosh Chodesh?
You hear? Why? Because the zilzal of Yontif is very... we're very careful. What's going to... In other words, over here, it turns out when they brought the Talmud Shabbat in Arbayim, today's a regular day now. Nobody showed up. We're still going to hold Yontif. Why? So Rabbi Yossi said because they treated like a Vaday. Tachab didn't say that. They said because it's going to be a zilzal. What does that mean, zilzal? Next year, we're not going to do it.
Is it the same thing that they were blowing shofar on Shabbos, so they can also...
No, that was a different thing. That was because they don't want to have a chil Shabbos.
Yeah, right.
It's a similar idea. Okay. For old Amr of Yehuda. Now, Rav Yehuda said three things. He said that Rosh Hashanah has two kedushos, regarding Eruv, regarding Truma, and regarding an egg. Say the same thing three times. What for? Tzvichi. Diyashmina Rosh Hashanah. If it only would have said Rosh Hashanah, meaning the Erev, Bahaka Amar Yehuda, Mishum Zaloka Avid Midi. You didn't do anything. You don't do anything by the Erev. You take a walk. Aval Bekalkala, but by your basket, the Mexican Misakin Tivla, where it looks like you're actually being Misakin something. Why? Because he's saying all this whole fancy Tanai with the 2 days back and forth. Ema Modiluhula Rabbana. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree, you really shouldn't do that on Rosh Hashanah. V'yashmin and Hani Tarti, and if they only would have told me those two, Mishum Daleka Limigzar Alayu, because there's no reason to make a Gzeira. Aval Beita, when it comes to an egg, Te'eku Migzar Ba, there are Gzeiras why you can't eat an egg on Yontif. What were the reasons? Mishum Peiros Hanoshrin, because fruit that comes out of something else, or Mishum Mashkin Shezavu, or liquids that flow out, which is what an egg is, it flows out of the body. That's in Mesechta's Be'ah. There's a whole reason why you can't eat an egg on that was laid. There are other reasons you can't. But this... Huh? Exactly. The Gemara doesn't say that. Rabbi Kivega asked that question. What's the Gemara doing over here? Kind of crazy. These are reasons. What about Nolad? What about Hachana? Anyway, maybe Rehudu would agree that you can't eat the egg on the second day. Tzricha. No, he says you can. Why? Again, for the same reason. It's a suffix back and forth. You have a tanai back and forth. So the second day, the egg becomes edible. Fine.
The second day becomes edible.
Yeah, because let's say the first day, if the first day was Rosh Hashanah, And the second day wasn't.
Oh, the second day wasn't.
So, and the egg was laid on the first day. So then they keep it on the second day. Right? And if the second day is Rosh Hashanah, then it was laid on a chol day. So either way, you keep it on the second day. Either way. The Chacham said, you can't. Tanya, Ketan Amar of Yehuda, Masna Adam Al Kalkala. What do you do over here with this basket? So beyond the Rishon, Masna Adam Al Kalkala beyond the Rishon. Again, same thing. You take off Truma on day one, and you say it like this. If today is Chol, I just took off Truma. If today is not Chol, if today is Hashana, I didn't do anything. Then the next day, you say like this. If yesterday was Chol, then I took off Truma yesterday. And if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, I'm taking off Truma right now. Right? And the same Truma, and then he can eat the rest. Adamas alcha kala biyamtif rishon, v'ochla b'sheni. Hay lefan of shtei kalkala shal tevel. What if you have two baskets of tevel? Omar, im hayom chol, if today's chol, ulamacha kodesh, and tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah, tezu Truma alzu. Then Truma one for the other. Im hayom kodesh ulamacha chol, but if today's Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow's not, then ain't divari klum. Then what I said right now was nothing. The korah oleh hashem, and you take off the truma. So Sam said, what's that line? What's that? What do those three words mean? What does that mean? He doesn't answer it. What does that mean? We just said the korah oleh hashem. Umeinicha, you leave it alone. Where am I? The Koryal of Shame, Umenicha. Lamacha who Omer, tomorrow it's the exact same thing. Im Hayom Chol, if today's Chol, Tezu Trumal Zu. The Imam Kodesh, in Dvarv Klum, the Koryal of Shame, right? And you call it a shame, the Ochla, and you eat it, right? So Samus has another question. When do you make the Bracha? The answer is, can't make one. Right? What are you saying? On the first day you have to make it tonight. Second day you make it tonight. Then second day you can eat it. So when do you make the bracha?
On the second day.
Why? Because maybe the first day. Maybe the second day. You can't make a bracha. So Sfasemet says that's the... Now, the bracha is not such a... Sfasemet says that you can't take off true without making a bracha. It's a terrible thing. And how is this even allowed? And again, he leaves the Petarach here. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says all this is Oser. V'chein hay Rabbi Yossi Oser b'shnei yomim tovim shal galiyas. And Rabbi Yossi would asr 2 days of Yontif as well. Two days of Yontif in Galus, where one day is only really, right? The Rashi of Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shnei yomim tovim shal galiyas, halfway through that Rashi, he says, V'yaf al gaf to b'shum suffik v'chad b'nei uchol, even though one of these days is a weekday, one of these 2 days in Israel, they're not holding this Yontif. Right? Afilu hachi machmir b'hu Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was machmir. V'harach de Rosh Hashanah lo kari lehu shal galiyas. But the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not called shal galiyas. V'pnei sha'af b'Yerushalayim pa'amim haya ba'anasim b'shnei yamim. Even in Yerushalayim they held 2 days. Kigon shebo edim in a mincha v'mayla. Right? Now, right? So theoretically, what if Edim would show up at 8 o'clock in the morning? Then there'd only be 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Right? So that's why he says, Pa'amim. Sometimes it happens. Right? That's why we have 2 days of Hashanah even always. We have made a gzera, atu the case where they came later, atu every other year. That's how it happens. Right? So they always have 2 days today, atu the case where they came after Mincha. Right? Okay. Hahu bar tavio, that was it. That means a deer. They came to the front of the Beish Kalusa. This Sayyid beyond the Frishon Shal Galiyas. It got trapped on the first day. V'itz Shachit beyond Sheni. The 8th is the second day. Right? So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista. Oh, I'm sorry. They shechted it the second day. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista Achlu. Rav Sheish is Lo Achal. Rav Nachman they ate it. Why? Same exact reason. The two suffixes go back and forth. It's trapped on day one. It can eat it day two. But Rav Sheshes wouldn't eat it. I'm Rav Nachman. My ever little Rav Sheshes lo achal b'sar d'tavi. Why doesn't he eat it? Why doesn't he eat Rav Sheshes? I'm a layer of Sheshes. How can I eat it? The Tani Isi, because Isi said you're not allowed to. I'm relay Isi Tani, right? Or some say the other way. He the Isi taught it. V'chein hay Rav Yossi Oser b'shnei yomim tovim shal galiyas. 2 days of galus, Right? Well, how can I eat it? It has to be makel like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rava, my kushya. Right? Right, my kushya. What's the big deal? Dilma hachika amar. V'chein hayu Rabbi Yossi oser b'shnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah begola. Maybe the only time Rabbi Yossi was machmeh was on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the only time he was machmeh was on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, he had 2 days in Eretz Yisrael also. That's why he was machmeh. But if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, if it was Shavuot, he would also eat the animal the second day. That doesn't make any sense, says the Gemara. Ihachi shagolius begola mi boyale. It should have said in the gola. Obviously, that can't be right. Amar of Asi again, umay kushya dil mahachi kamar. Maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi means to say. V'chein hay Rabbi Yossi. Listen to this tortured reading of Rabbi Yossi. Ose iser shnei yamim tovim shal galus. He would aser 2 days of galus, 2 days of yontif in chutz laaretz. Kishnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, just like 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, the Sharu, where the second day would be Mutter. In other words, says Rashi, even though, it's a very funny way, what we're saying is like this. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rabbanan, can you eat this animal on the second day that was trapped on the first day? Yes. It's like eating an egg on the second day. It's like taking off Truma the second day. It's all good. Why? Why is it all good? Because there's two kedushas. Rabbi Yossi said no, Machmir. Says Rabbi Asi. Now Rabbi Yossi couldn't have meant that. Why couldn't he have meant that? Rashi says that's a svara. Rashi last line there, 1, 2, 3, 4. In the fifth line, where the lines are middle sized lines, Rashi says the high chumra below tamahu. It's a chumra without a reason. It doesn't make any sense to the aser. Doesn't make any sense. Not a reason. Right. So what did Rabbi Asi mean? What did Rabbi Yossi mean? He meant, just like the Chachamim on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, on Matar the second day, so to me, on 2 days of Galus, on 2 days of Yontif, I'm also Matar the second day. That's what he meant to say. Even that's not what he said. That's what he meant to say. Why? Because even though Rashi says, even though it's a very funny way of reading it, it has to be that way. Why? There's no reason to Matar the second day. There's no reason. Anyway, not only that, Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, L'Rabba, am I up to there?
Yeah.
Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, L'Rabba Bar Shmuel, Rav Sheshes bumped into Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amri Le, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos, you heard something about this story with the two Kedushos? So Amri Le, yeah, Tanina, Modi Rav Yossi, B'Shnei Yom Tov, B'Shal Galias. Rav Yossi agrees that if there's 2 days of Galus, it's not an issue. So Sheisha said, "Oh, Amalei, listen to this. Imishkachas lehu. If you bump into the other two people, who are the other two people? Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, who ate the meat on the second day, and I didn't. So if you bump into them, lo teimalu lo me. Don't tell them that. So I shouldn't look like I'm some crazy machmir, right? I shouldn't look. So don't tell them. Don't say anything to them. Don't say anything because I, you know what? I was machmir for no reason. I was unduly machmir. No one holds that. As Rashi pointed out, there's no reason to hold that." Second day is for sure a suffix.
Do we do funeral second day of Rosh Hashanah?
No. That's a separate thing.
Because on Yom HaRichter.
No. Second day of Rosh Hashanah in America, in Galus, is only a Derabbanon. It's before Hesia funeral. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it.
But we do on Yom
Tov. That's so simple.
We do second day on Yom
Tov. That's nothing to do with it? That's not Rosh Hashanah.
No, Yom
Tov. Not Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov.
Oh.
That's Rav Moshe's tshuva. He said no.
He says no, right?
He says no. The chazan holds from it, right? Why? Because does it matter when the person dies? For that, it doesn't make a difference.
Is there a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov from the halachic point standpoint?
Yeah. So Rosh Hashanah is different. Also, Rosh Hashanah already, you have Rav Yossi who said that it's treated as a vaday. We had the whole long Rashi.
Right.
Rosh Hashanah is different. But Yom Tov, there's no reason. There's no reason at all to make that chumrah. Now, why did Rav Moshe do that? I don't know. Maybe because for Hesiel, it was in public. Maybe he was afraid of a zulvul. People are going to drive for no reason. I don't know.
It's too long.
It's too long. It's still running out of time. But in terms of eating things like that, or truma, or the egg, the eruv, nobody argues. If nobody argues, then there's no reason to argue. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow, sort of finish the topic. A little bit hangy, not so much. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Bye.